pussy.
Frequency Cast.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
From the online radio show, Frequency Cast.
We're about to play you an extract of one of our recent shows, where we look closely at a TV and tech topic. What you're about to hear is our look at Apple TV, back in show 57.
So, without further ado, here's our focus.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Focus fully loaded and ready to roll. What are we doing?
Well, if there's one company whose products always cause controversy when we review them, who would that be?
Apple.
Correct. Apple's just released this brand new product, and it's already sold 250,000.
Quarter of a million? Is this iPhones?
No. First off, let me show you this, because it's a replacement of this.
Oh, I remember these.
Streaming video, built-in hard disk. It's called Apple TV.
Of course.
Right, now this is what we do with that.
What's that? Oh, that's slick. What is that?
That is the replacement, the second generation Apple TV.
That's tiny. It's about sat-nav size, but square. It's quite weighty. And on the back, it's got an HDMI socket, a digital audio, is that? Main socket, USB and phone line socket.
Oh, that's not actually a phone line socket. That's an Ethernet internet socket.
Of course.
And it's worth mentioning that the micro USB socket doesn't actually do anything. It's just purely there for diagnostic purposes only.
Go on then. I can't contain myself anymore. Tell me more about it.
So what it does, three things. One, get movies on your telly.
Okay.
Two, let you watch things like YouTube, get Flickr photos and internet radio on your telly.
Very handy.
And three, if you've got an Apple iTunes device somewhere in the house, you can stream your photos, movies, TV shows and your music collection from iTunes onto your telly.
That's actually quite convenient, especially if you've got your friends and you want to show them all your stuff.
These gadgets have been around for a little while, but this one is Wi-Fi as well as Ethernet. We don't actually have a TV in the studio with us, so as they say in all the best kids' TV programmes, here's one we prepared earlier.
Here I am with the Apple TV, plugged into my Sony Bravia and ready to go. First thing I notice on the screen is there are four options. I have movies, internet, computers and settings. Let's just have a look in movies. Under that heading, I have top movies, genres, search and in theatres. If I look at in theatres, I get a loading message and now I have a screen full of film clips and this will show me trailers. First one I have is for something called Adjustment Bureau, and I click on that, and there is a 2-minute HD trailer, should I want to watch it. I'll back out of that, back to the main menu. Top Movies. If I look in Top Movies now, I can see new releases, top films, documentaries, and comedies. Let's look at the top here. The top film is currently Brooklyn's Finest. We also have things like The Backup Plan and Robin Hood. We just look at Robin Hood. 2010 version of Robin Hood, £4.49 to rent, that would cost me. If I scroll down, the films get slightly older. I'm now looking at £3.49 for a comedy. What I'm actually looking at is a screen with 7 items across the top and 3 down, so 21 a page. So a very nice interface, very, very smooth. Get back to the main menu here. As well as movies, we have internet, which has YouTube, podcasts, Mobile Me, Flickr and radio. If I go to the right, I have computers where it says Pete's laptop. Just select that. What I now have is music, movies, TV shows, podcasts, iTunes U and photos. Now this is actually taking my iTunes collection direct from my laptop. And I can see things like search, genius, artists, albums and so on. And I get a lovely smooth view of all the various album cover arts moving forward, which does look very, very Apple indeed. So scrolling back out again. Under settings, I have general, screensaver, audio and video, AirPlay, computers and sleep now. So there you go, that's our quick look at the interface for the new second generation Apple TV.
Well, that was impressive.
There you go, so that's a screenshot. What do you think of that? I'll put this up on the website as well, but have a look at that. There's some movies on there.
Actually, it's very handy because it's the DVD covers you're looking at, so it'd be very easy to identify something you wanted to see.
Yeah, I think we're talking over 1,000 movies at the moment, which is pretty good. They're not overly competitively priced. I was looking at some of the prices compared with Sky and their box office service, but certainly there's a wider choice, which does make it quite handy. The way to think of it is Blockbuster, but without having to go down to the video shop. And also, you don't have to sign up to a subscription like you do with someone like BT Vision or Virgin.
Don't you think this is all taking the romance about going to choose a video? I mean, I remember the days of going to Blockbusters. You'd say, let's go down and get a video, and you'd spend most of the night choosing one.
And of course, you don't get Haagen-Dazs with these boxes.
No, that's a bit off, isn't it?
A few more screenshots for you. So that's the music playlist. And this is exactly what you get on iTunes. So if you've got your iTunes music, you've got your categories and your genres and your genius and everything else. Photos, you can do your photos on here, and all you do is point to a folder on your computer and say, show me these photos. You can do these glorious transitions that really work well on radio shows.
Glorious, hey?
Podcasts as well, of course. Now, two ways of doing this. You can either stream your own iTunes podcasts or just go straight onto the Apple Store and get podcasts. Of course, we're there. Here's a picture of us.
I was just about to ask, how did you know?
And that's a screenshot of the podcast being played. So it's a list of all our back catalogue of shows. And look at that, a 5-star review. Thank you very much.
And a picture of your thumb holding a microphone.
Right, I want to show you a remote control now. This is the remote that comes with it.
Wow. Oh, I like that. It's just a menu button. And well, it's just like the iPod Nano, isn't it? It's nice, though. It's got good weight to it. And it's got a metal feeling as well. Is that metal?
It's aluminium, but it's just tiny, isn't it? I mean, look, it's sort of it's wafer thin.
Yeah, you don't want to get that near your after eights. You might eat it by accident, mightn't you?
Oh, this is such a simple control, though, isn't it? Just a 5-way navi, menu button, and a play button.
Fantastic.
One clever bit, though, is you don't actually need to use this remote control. If you've got an iPhone or an iPod Touch or an
Let me guess. There's an application for it?
Again, can't do it in the studio. Here's a screenshot. So there's me typing on my iPhone keyboard and it appearing magically on the telly. So if you want to do a search, you can do it from your iPhone and use full control, touch navigation, all sorts of things to control it.
I didn't know you had an iPhone. Is that new?
Yeah, I've never mentioned it, have I?
You're the rare one, aren't you? Because most other people get a Nokia.
So this is supplied with a mains lead, remote control and manual. You don't get an HDMI lead free, which is a bit of a shame.
Well, that's a bit cheap, isn't it?
But considering the old one was about 200, how much is this one?
150.
£100.
Good grief. Oh, you can afford to buy your own leads, can't you?
There you go. And no subscription. So it's available now. At the time of recording, it's a little difficult to get hold of. They're out there, but they're in fairly short supply. And, yeah, actually, a very nice little bit of kit. Now, before we went into the studio to record tonight, I threw up a tweet.
I bet you did.
And said, anybody got any questions for our Apple TV feature? And we got three. Michael Johnson, he says,
will we be able to get Netflix on it, like they have in the USA?
Sadly not. Netflix is a movie rental service that's only available in the US. The next question, Matt Watson says,
to use Apple TV, I presume you have to have your main computer with your iTunes and your photo library on it to find your music. Or can it take songs, films and pictures from a networked hard drive?
The answer to his question is you can't use a networked hard drive. The system uses iTunes home sharing for local media. So you can't just pull stuff from any old hard disk. It has to be something running iTunes with home sharing enabled. However, you can use Flickr, YouTube and movie rentals and podcasts and all that kind of stuff without a connection to your computer.
And Stephen Masters is thinking of getting one. And he says, I understand they have a new processor in.
Indeed they do. Yes, it uses the Apple A4 processor.
I'm sad that the new boxes no longer include component sockets.
Stephen says it used to be really handy to use component to plug straight into his TV and monitor. Are there any alternatives, or does he have to get an HDMI splitter?
Now you've asked the question for yourself. Are there?
Sadly not. It's only got an HDMI socket. They've actually removed the component, as indeed Sky has with their HD boxes. And there's a suspicion that the reason component's being removed is to stop people doing dodgy high-quality copies. Also, considering this box is so small, I don't actually think there's any room physically on this little tiny box here to have any component sockets.
Yeah, but they left enough room for the Apple logo, didn't they?
Ah, well, they have to, don't they? We'll add some pics and some screenshots to the transcript for you to have a look at. And if you've got any questions, just get in touch.
Yep, that's right. Get those carrier pigeons ready.
Hi there, I'm Susie Perry from The Gadget Show, listening to Frequency Cast.
Thanks for listening to that extract from one of our recent shows.
That special edit on Apple TV was taken from show number 57. If you found that interesting, we'd love you to become one of our regular listeners. Our shows are free,
and our entire back catalogue of shows is still available. Go to frequencycast.co.uk and take a look at the topics page to see what we've covered. If you like what you've heard, sign up to us in iTunes, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or sign up to our email newsletter and we'll let you know when the next show's out.
We're also keen to help you with your TV and technology comments and questions, so please get in touch. Thanks again for listening to Frequency Cast, winner of the best UK non-profit podcast in the 2010 European Podcast Awards. We hope you'll continue to enjoy our free, tantalising take on technology.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown complete.